Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. And we're very pleased to have with us today Tyler Griffin, who still is the York County Republican Party chair, but he has told his fan club that it's time for him to retire. And he's retiring at the age of 24. This is what I really like. How are you, Tyler?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Fine. All right. So we'll get into that. First of all, tell everybody something about your background.
Okay. Well, thank you again for having me. I first got involved in Republican politics when I was 18 years old with the Winthrop College Republicans. And you actually interviewed me and the president of the College Republicans way back when. And I figured we should get involved with the county party, so I called the chairman of the York County Republican Party in 2015, which was Wes Clymer, who's now a senator, and I said, would love for us to work together, and Wes said, we'd love to have you involved. We've got a meeting in 3 hours. Come speak. And I was very nervous and spoke, and a year and a half later, I was chairman of the party.
A meteoric rise. Good for you.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been a fast and exciting journey.
So, as a party chair, what do you do professionally?
I'm a teacher.
You're a teacher?
A social studies teacher.
Social studies at Nation Ford?
Nation Ford, yeah.
All right, okay. So, as a party chair, I mean, what is that job? Is it like herding cats?
It can be, yeah. the goal of a party chair, wherever you're at, is to elect Republicans. I'm county party, so within York County, my goal is to elect Republicans. That involves organizing people, getting all the folks together after a contentious primary, which in the past 4 years, we've had the whole special election after Mick Mulvaney retired. That was my first election that I had to deal with. I became chairman in April, and then the special election would be in June, so that was fun. Fundraising, all that, just lots of different moving pieces and keeping people happy and making sure you don't make typos in emails. In fact, my first email I was sent as a chairman, I was excited, and I did the wrong version of your, this your and all that. I did the wrong one, and I think someone with the Rock Hill Herald screenshotted it and tweeted it and said, you used the wrong your. And I was like,
really?
Like day one.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. But you also have a job to make sure you field candidates, don't you?
Yes. So recruit candidates, try to find places where we can flip seats if possible. So proudest recruitment, although I didn't do this alone, I encouraged him to run, was Joel Hamilton with County Council. When we saw that we were going to have the open seat, and knowing where Joel lives and his experience, he's a very smart guy, I was among many people that called Joel and said, you should consider running. And he had just finished being chair of the county party about a year before, and we said, you would do great in County Council. So we're really happy with what Joel's doing.
So when you go and make that pitch, mm-hmm. What kinds of things do you say as far as why a candidate should do something like this?
Well, I think relevant experience, talking about, in Joel's instance, he's a lawyer. He knows the process. He also has been involved in the party, so he knows what it takes to get things done. But also, you can, if you know someone on a personal level, you can talk to them about those things. As in any sort of public office, even chairman of the party is a public thing where you have to give up personal time to do this. I've been doing this for 4 years, Republican stuff for 6 years, and you sacrifice time with family. You have to reprioritize. And one of the reasons that, Joel stepped aside originally was for family purposes. So I could say, I had to tell him, listen, we're going to make sure we're supporting you, making sure you've got people helping you in campaigning, because I understood where he was coming from, and I had to give him a good pitch in order to enter. Everyone has families. I mean, Ralph has 17 grandkids. Wes has kids.
You got 17 kids, huh?
Yeah. Something like that.
But
yeah, making sure that we can all balance that involvement someone's got to do these jobs, but also making sure people know that they still get those times with the ones
they love.
So part
of your job then is to assimilate a group of volunteers that will actually do what you're telling the candidates is going to be done?
Yes, so you have to, you know, the party then has to organize these people to go out and do the work.
Right.
If you don't do the work, then you don't get the election results that you need to get to then get the results that you want. Right. So all the work that we put in, like politics to me is a means to an end. It's not the end that I'm interested in. It's the results of those elections that lead to legislation getting passed and all that. Like politics itself, I majored in poli sci. I'm interested in it, but like the actual act of politics is kind of gross. You know, it's not fun, but you
kind of like you enjoy sausage, but you never want to see how it's made.
Exactly. Yes. So, I mean, you do this because you want the results and not really the things that you have to do to get those results.
So the Republican Party in York County is in pretty good shape. I mean, yeah. It's pretty good shape.
No. Yeah. We're doing great right now. We're entering our reorg process, but you know, what was the benefit for me? Because I started being chair when I was 20 years old and I was very nervous, but knowing that I did not have to reinvent the wheel. I mean, I had a bunch of people that I could look back on and call on for advice. I mean, we've had great chairs in the past. We had Glenn McCall was our chair for many years. Wes Clymer, now a senator. Joel Hamilton, now on county council. And I constantly talk to Wes and Joel and Glenn, get their advice. And I think every person adds something to the job and to the party.
All right, so you mentioned three former chairs that are now all elected officials.
Yes.
Yeah. So is the die cast for you to get into something like that?
No one has asked me, and at this point I'm not particularly interested. You know, part of my reasoning for doing this is I've done 4 years. I think that's a good amount of time to be in this role. It's good to get someone else's perspective after 4 years. And you know, when I started this, I was a college sophomore, and now I have a full-time job. I have a wife, I have a house, I have a dog, you know, more responsibility. So I don't know if I can give the party the full commitment I could in the past. But I also want to transition to doing what I think I do best, and that is getting more young people into the party. So trying to engage the younger folks. I don't know if you come to a county party meeting, but, you know, there's a lot of older folks, which is nothing wrong. Love all of them, but
why are you looking at me that way?
But no, we just need to bring more young people into the Republican Party and figure out what issues matter to them, and I think that'll make a big difference. I mean, we have a lot of great young people in the party now. I mean, Joel, Wes, Brandon Newton, lots of great folks, but I want to work on bringing more people into the fold.
So when you talk about that, are you talking about going, let's say, to Winthrop University and getting more college students involved, or are you talking about beyond that?
So there's college Republicans, but there's also, I've gotten involved in a group called the Young Republicans, which is 18 to 40, which might seem like a very big age range, but that's what we consider to be a young Republican. I actually serve as our national committee man for the South Carolina Young Republicans, so I represent us on the national level. And really, if you look at how demographics are changing over time, There's an old saying that if you're not a liberal when you're young, you have no heart, but if you're not a conservative by the time you get older, you have no brain. And typically there are milestones in people's lives that make them more conservative. So getting married, having kids, getting a house, those things tend to make you a little bit more conservative. If you notice, those things are happening later for people in the millennial age group. People are waiting longer to get married, waiting longer to have kids, get a house, so people are having... if they can turn conservative, it's going to be later in life. So we can't wait for people to become conservative. Now, with demographics, millennials and Gen Z actually make up a majority of the voting bloc. The reason that they don't have as much influence is because voting propensity goes up when you're older. But we cannot wait for those people to just get involved, or we can't wait for them to just go to the Democrats first. We need to have a viable option. And that's what I want to do. I want to look at what issues do young people care about and address those issues.
So you're going to stay involved with that?
Yes, so I'm hoping to stay involved with the York County. Young Republicans is another organization that we have. Head that up, and also to stay involved with the Young Republicans and get more youngins involved.
More youngins. 24 is not that more youngins.
Well, I mean, you know, if you think about it, you know, take an issue that young people seem to care about. Like a lot of young people latched on to Bernie Sanders, right?
Yeah.
Socialist, like adamant socialist. And one of the issues that he talked about was free college.
Yeah.
Now, I think the idea of free college is insane, but I think it's objectively, you could look at college in that it's gotten much more expensive over the years. Like you may know people that said like, oh, I just worked over the summer and paid for my college, right? That doesn't really happen as much anymore. So what is the Republican Party doing to propose a solution? I don't hear any solution. So if there's no solution that we're offering, who are they going to go to? The one people offering a solution, right? So that's just one example. But well, we need to be offering our own solutions for all these issues.
I think it's particularly interesting when they talked about all this free college stuff during the campaign, that now that they're in the office, Mr. Biden has made it clear that he is not going to clean everybody's slate clean, not going to take $50,000 off there, maybe 10.
Yeah.
But not 50.
Well, that's, you know, I hear the question all the time of like, what is the future of the Republican Party? There's a Republican Party civil war. The Democrats aren't all on the same page either. They just were unified against trying to get President Trump out of office. There's AOC, there is Biden, there is Joe Manchin, who is the most powerful senator nowadays.
Yeah.
They're not all on the same page either, so I wouldn't, you know.
It'll be very interesting to watch what happens when this stimulus relief bill number two comes over to the United States Senate.
Right.
See how people line up there.
Joe Manchin's going to be, everyone's going to be going to see what Mr. Manchin has to say.
Absolutely they are. So you're stepping down and that becomes official when?
We're working on a county convention date. We're looking at April 10th or the 17th. So this is a culmination of our reorg process where it's basically where you turn the county party off and turn it back on, kind of like an old PC. And we try to get as many precincts organized as possible, and then each precinct elects delegates. You go to the county convention and then vote on countywide officers. And also at that convention, we elect delegates to the state convention.
So that's all. That's more work that you have to do between now and then.
Yes, finding convention location, which surprisingly in COVID, it is not easy to find a convention location. Usually we do it at one of the local schools, but the schools are saying no outside groups, which I completely understand. Makes sense. So just trying to find some way to do this and also do it in a safe way.
So do you have to do it in April? I mean, couldn't you wait until August?
No, it's like state law. It's all mandated by state law, so we got to do it. Our real reason, March, the county convention's in April, and state convention will probably be in May. Not exactly sure the date of that just yet.
So why don't you do it outside? Just pick a nice big tree someplace. Everybody bring a folding chair. Just do
That'd
it outside.
Nice. I'd be fine.
Yeah, I think it'd be great.
Do a festival, you know, play some music and all that. You know, I'd be down for that.
All right, so who's going to replace you?
TBD.
To be determined.
Yes, sir. We shall see.
But you already know, don't you?
Probably.
There's somebody in the wings.
Yes, there's
somebody who's been working right alongside of you.
Probably could, possibly. You know, we'll see what happens. You know, we have a process. We have an election. You know, people can run against. I was fortunate where both conventions I ran, it was unanimous. So maybe the reason I didn't run for another term is I didn't want to break the streak. We'll see. You know, if multiple people run, we'll have a competitive convention. We'll see how it comes out, and then whoever wins, we will move forward behind that person, and I will support them 100%.
When was the last time you had a competitive race?
The last time was when Wes ran the first time in 2013. I can't remember the name of the person he ran against, but Wes ran, and then after that, it was unopposed in 2015.
So one of the interesting things that I've learned in interviewing party chairs is that when you have more than one candidate running for a slot of your own party, you can't pick favorites, can you?
No.
You just got to kind of...
Right. So, yeah, say two people say they're going to run for county party chairman. I'm sure, obviously, you would know that I would have somebody in mind. But if there's two people running, I will stay out of it, right?
Right.
Even, you know, Joel never weighed in when I ran the first time because we didn't know, is someone going to try to run against me? And I was fine with that. That makes sense. I think it's a good rule. You know, it's as chairman, I want to land the plane. I'm going to land the plane. We're going to have our convention, and then the plane's going to take off with a new
But then
pilot.
You also have to be careful, and I'm not talking about party slots. I'm talking about general election slots.
Yes.
You have to be real careful that the party doesn't end up getting split.
Yes.
I mean, you had a very contentious congressional race when Mulvaney stepped down.
Yes, that was
and
my
you had,
first race. Yep. And that was part of the thing is we got down to it was Tommy and Ralph.
Yep.
And it was very close. Wasn't it 300 votes or
I can't remember, but it was
pretty narrow. And after that, you've got to get on the same page because we've got a Democrat who's raising a lot of money, and if we're not careful, special elections are when freaky things happen. And R.J. Parnell, back when he was a, you know, a legitimate candidate prior to all the other stuff coming out, could have snuck in there. And fortunately, it didn't happen. But part of being party chair is, you know, trying to call supporters of the other guy and saying, you know, we appreciate the race you ran. We think you're great. Now let's get on the same team and win in the special.
But it gets very, it's very dicey.
No, it's not an easy conversation.
I mean, after this is all over with, you've got to somehow figure out how to pull the party back together.
Right.
To unite behind whoever the right. winner is.
Right. And I think that's one thing not only to keep in mind in those situations, but now in 2021. You know, I've got people that are saying, this person's a rhino. No, this person's a rhino, which that term annoys me to no end. But we all have to keep our eyes on the prize, which is, as Republicans, we want to take back the House in 2022 and the Senate, and then take back the White House in 2024. So we need to figure our stuff out and get on the same page and have a real message that people can look at and be optimistic and get the job done. I mean, be a clear alternative to the other side.
So a new Gallup poll comes out earlier this week that says 65-67% of America mm-hmm. wants a third party. They're mm-hmm. tired of Republicans. They're tired of Democrats mm-hmm. because nothing's getting done. It's all about the party, not about what America needs to have done.
Right.
Do you buy that poll? Do you think it's right?
Yeah, I think it makes sense. You know, if I think a lot of times people just see the shouting and the tribalism of where Republicans hate Democrats and Democrats hate Republicans, and some more focus on like the red meat of politics and not really substance. So I think if we, like I said, the clear alternative, if we propose real ideas, that will bring people over. But I can tell why people would be tired. They want to see government doing stuff. Now, me being a limited government guy, I want government to be efficient and not doing a whole lot of stuff. But when they're doing stuff, at least have it be meaningful.
So. And you know. It's very interesting that there has been no conversation in this last campaign about this thing called the national debt.
Yeah.
Which increased dramatically under Trump. It increased dramatically under Obama.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every president has
been... It's a bipartisan thing.
It's a bipartisan, let's spend more money that we don't have.
No, and that's one of the reasons I got involved in politics. I liked my original candidate. I liked a lot. Rand Paul was one of my favorites. And he talked about the debt, and I'm not hearing a lot about the debt. It tends to be when the party's out of office that the party cares about the debt, which when they're talking about getting more young people in the party, that debt is going to keep on growing, and who's going to have to answer for it? You know, I think that's frustrating. We do need to talk about that stuff, and
somebody needs to come up with a solution, that's for sure.
Right.
And it's not, we're just going to get more out of the rich people. The rich people are already putting 85% of the tax revenue in the country.
Right. Yeah. So we need ideas.
We need ideas. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Caporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy. Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill. Of course, now we are broadcasting live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Jamie is here to help us out. Charlie's here. And, of course, fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes. Magic letters are here in white. Everybody says it together at the count of three. Are you ready? Here we go. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden. All right, back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Charlie, what's new with Substation 2?
That's easy. We're bringing back our delicious corned beef sandwich. It's lean, perfectly seasoned, sliced fresh to order, and garden just the way you like.
Don't miss this limited time offer at Substation 2.
Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
My concern is let's not let fear of COVID cloud people's judgment about their health. We don't want people sitting at home with heart attacks, stroke, those things that are life-threatening.
Piedmont Medical Center Chief Executive Officer Mark Nosaka expressing his concern about those who fear coming to the ER.
People are still going to have heart disease. They're still going to have heart attacks. They're still going to need heart surgery. And we're providing all those services while we're protecting people from COVID.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Introducing the new Stream TV from Comporium. Stream TV is cutting-edge entertainment that fits the way you live today. Watch your favorite movies and shows anytime, anywhere. No set-top box required. Pause, restart, or replay live TV up to 3 days later. And carry a world of entertainment in your pocket with Cloud DVR. Stream TV is TV set free. No wires, no boxes. Learn more online at Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Save on your monthly mortgage payment with a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage from Founders Federal Credit Union. Take advantage of low rates while they're still around, and you'll also have no private mortgage insurance cost. The application process is easy, and your mortgage is serviced completely by Founders and always stays with us. Relax, you're home. For more, visit foundersfcu.com/30. Membership qualification required. Credit evaluation, underwriting requirements, terms and conditions apply. Institutions, NMLS identifier number 410646.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Tyler Griffin is with us today after four robust years as the chair of the York County Republican Party. He is retiring sometime this spring at the age of 24. My.
I'm gonna miss the Secret Service protection, the pension. I mean, I get such
being
a nice
on this
paycheck.
Program.
Yes, one
yeah.
of the many benefits. There you go. Know, the car.
Yeah, the car, the chauffeur.
Yeah.
Okay. So this weekend, did you get an invitation to go down to the CPAC conference down in Florida?
I did not.
Why not?
I don't know.
You're a
maybe got lost
guy?
In the mail. Yeah. I don't know if I don't I haven't looked too much into it. I don't know if it's all virtual. I guess it's not all virtual. There are going to be people there, but maybe limited capacity.
As a matter of fact, that's why they moved it to Florida so they could get the people in.
But I'm going to stay home this weekend and probably work on fun convention stuff for York County and maybe get some sleep in between.
So are you going to tune in and listen to the president as he speaks? Former president as he speaks on Sunday night.
I'll probably get some highlights and see between him and some other speakers, see what people were. Or saying it'll be interesting for sure, you know.
So what is your sense of the Republican Party, I'm talking about as a whole nationally, right now following this election? Is it together? Is it divided? Do you sense there are people who don't want to see Trump run again in 24? Do you think that's going to be something that is going to happen? What?
Well, I think in terms of is it going to happen, I think the answer is just like who will be next chair, I guess, TBD, because the only person that knows that is former President Trump, and I think he likes to keep people waiting, you know, people on the tips of their toes. Is he going to do it? Is he not going to do it? So I don't know how soon we'll know. I'm sure he'll tease about it on Sunday or whenever he speaks and then not officially say one way or the other. But, you know, I think there are some people in the party that really would love to see the president run again. There are others that maybe not. I think most people are expecting him to stay involved in the party to some degree or another, whether that's endorsing candidates or running himself is to be determined. Although he's already weighed in on our state party chairman's race in South Carolina. He just endorsed Drew McKissick, our chairman, for another term as SCGOP chairman.
Well, he's made it very clear that he intends to stay very much involved.
Right.
Very much involved. Now, you pointed out, we were talking before we went on the show, that if he were to decide to run for president,
yes,
this would not be the first time it's happened. It would be the second.
Yes, a little history lesson. It would be the first president to run two non-consecutive terms was Grover Cleveland. So he ran, I believe it was 1881, 1885 was his first term. Then he lost to Benjamin Harrison. And actually, on the way out of the White House, his wife told the staff that, don't worry, we'll be back. And then he won in 1889, and he ran until 1893. So two non-consecutive terms. So it would not be a new thing. It just would be the second time that it's ever happened.
And apparently the Constitution allows that.
Yes. So that is allowed. You're allowed at max two terms.
Whether they be consecutive or...
Yeah, exactly.
A break in between.
So it would be interesting to see. You know, it's 4 years is a long time. You know, I think we are still very close to the 2020 election. We could see what happens in 4 years. You know, if you ask somebody in 2012, you know, if you go back in time and you say, hey, Donald Trump's going to be the nominee in 4 years. And people are like, no, that's not going to happen. So I have no idea. I'm not saying this to be coy or anything. I have no idea. And there's the Republican Party side of me that really wants to know. And it's also the Winthrop Political Science Department version of me that wants to know what's going to happen to the party.
So in the wings, somebody who has made it very clear that she would like to have a whirl at this is our former governor, Nikki Haley.
Yes.
And interestingly enough, she made it a public statement that, you know, Trump needs to step aside. He has said enough, caused enough problems. And then I think she felt the wrath of the Republican Party, and now she was trying to get an appointment to sit down with Trump.
Yes.
And they had a very good relationship, I think, up to that point. So what does this do to the party?
Well, I'm with that situation. I mean, you've got, like you alluded to, you've got, if he decides to run, until he announces, there's going to be a field of candidates that are waiting to see what he does. And you're going to have people that, if he does not run, those that do run are going to try to emulate him in some way. I think no matter what happens in the future, we're not going back to pre-2016 status quo. And I think there's some pros to that. You know, we've reached out to different types of voters. You know, the president did find something. So I don't think we're going back to, say, Mitt Romney era at all. But what we go to in the future will be determined by who that nominee is. So I mean, I can see people like Ron DeSantis possibly running. You know, we could see a Rubio again, a Cruz, a Josh Hawley. There could be people that want to emulate Trump. There could be people like that are more moderate, that are not as, I guess, fans of the president that may try to give it a run. So we'll just, it'll be interesting. I think it'll be a crowded field in 24 if the president does not run.
And for anybody who wants to run for president, they just can't sit aside and do nothing. They've got to have a couple of years of seed work in this.
They'll start doing little things here and there, going to fundraisers, and you see people doing that already here and there. But the tricky thing is that until the president were to announce, they can't be as, you know, vocal. Oh, yeah. In 2013, 2014, we already had candidates going around already saying, I'm running for president. But now you're just kind of waiting to see what happens.
I think it'd be very interesting to have Nikki Haley in there so she could just sit, look at the people who are just being ugly and say, well, just bless your heart.
Yes. Give them that charm.
But she does have a lot of charm.
But the South Carolina will be really big no matter what, you know, because there will be that first in the South primary.
Well, Tyler, thank you for all that you've done at the old age of 24. Enjoy your retirement.
Thank you.
That pension and the extra benefits that you get.
I do want to say before we go off that one of the joys of my time as chairman has been coming on WRHI, meeting all of you guys, and you guys have been amazing. And I just wish you all the best, and maybe I'll be on here again sometime.
We will make that happen for sure. Tyler Griffin, thank you for being here, and thanks for all that you do. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Of course, we hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, known for its fresh subs and salads 7 days a week, the magical formula that is known worldwide. Well, we're just going to remind everybody worldwide how it all works. At the count of three, we're going to bellow it out. Are we all ready? Scott, you ready over there? One, two, three. Slice.
Slice, slice.
Garden, 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 garden. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.